I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Cancer researchers in South Carolina are developing a clinical trial to see if T cells from patients who have recovered from COVID-19 can be used to help critically ill COVID-19 patients recover. To talk about this T cell research is Dr. Bessemer Gretman. He's the director for the Center of Biomedical Research Excellence in Lipidomics and Pathobiology at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. O'Gretman, first tell us about T cells.
Hi, Bobby. T cells are warriors of our immune system, so they actually recognize any foreign cells, like cancer cells or viruses. They recognize them and kill them.
What's the basic idea or therapy proposed in this T cell and COVID-19 research?
Our idea is really to take T cells from donors that are recovered from this disease and take their T cells and, using our technology that is developed in our laboratories, expand them and then make them program against this virus, and then put them into the patients who are critically ill so that we can help them fight this virus using donors' T cells.
And is this concept based upon the T cell type of work that goes on for cancer patients?
Yes. So originally, this technology was developed for the treatment of cancer patients. But we thought that with this COVID-19 pandemic, we can use the same technology for fighting the virus. One of our colleagues, Dr. Shikhar Mehrotra at Hollings Cancer Center, developed this technology where we can actually expand these T cells using his technology that is patented, so that we can actually make them more efficient and much more powerful to fight these viruses.
And why are the T cell donors needed for this research instead of trying to just boost the T cells or the immune system of the critically ill COVID-19 patient?
It's a very good question. So normally in cancer patients, we take patients' own T cells and then expand them. However, this process takes about a month and a half. So for COVID-19 patients, we don't have this type of time.
And when will this research actually get underway, and what are the logistics? How is it going to get started?
Yeah, so this is an important question. So we think that within a few months, we will start part one, where we collection and expansion of T cells. And then another 6 to 8 months will take the phase one trial when we treat actual patients. So overall, I project that it will be 10 to 12 months.
And Dr. O'Gretman, this is a different idea than using convalescent plasma as a way to help COVID-19 critically ill patients. This is a different approach?
Yes, so it is slightly different. In the convalescent plasma, there are no cells. There are only antibodies that can neutralize the virus. In our system, we are actually giving the T cells who can recognize the virus and kill them.
Dr. O'Gretman, thanks for providing this update about this T cell and COVID-19 research.
You're welcome. Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.